If you were listening last week, you will have heard us focus in on the subject of dementia. And this week, and for the next number of weeks, both on social media and here on the radio station, we're going to be approaching dementia from a slightly different perspective. Because if you are a family member of somebody who has been diagnosed with dementia, you are wearing the T-shirt. Been there, done that, and you're wearing the T-shirt. But for those outside that circle, it can sometimes be difficult to really understand the person suffering with the dementia, the family carers, all of that, how to actually talk to these people about it and how to actually approach the person with dementia themselves. And what we're asking all of our listeners to do this week, we're trying to increase awareness and understanding of dementia and to encourage people in communities to get involved in the social movement of people taking action to ensure that people living with dementia remain connected and they remain supported. That is really, really important. Frances Maloney joins us this morning. Frances, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Your community action on dementia.
On dementia in Mayo.
In Mayo,
yeah.
Right. So just define community action in this particular context.
Well, I suppose one strand of what we do is to support the person living with dementia and their loved ones to live well with the diagnosis of dementia within their community. And by that, I mean that we would keep them visible, keep them active and engaged, and support them to lead a life with dementia and to, I suppose, not ebb away from everyday life and everyday living.
And does that suggest that maybe a lot of times when a diagnosis hits a family and the family are numbed, obviously, by it, that sometimes they retreat into a kind of a shell?
Absolutely, yeah. We see that quite a lot here across the county. Part of our services would include a one-to-one support service and a dementia advisor service. So we often get calls from people who are, I suppose, reeling from the shock of the diagnosis and not fully understanding what the diagnosis means for them or where it leaves them in everyday living. So we go out and we would have a conversation with them about their diagnosis, about the person who has received the diagnosis, and try and reconnect them with life. Because the one thing I want to stress this morning really is that just because you receive a diagnosis of dementia, it does not mean you stop living. It does not mean that. Yes, you will live differently, but you can still lead a very full life with the right supports and services. And that's where the community piece comes in.
So what should the process be, Frances? Should the education be first of all to the family member and then to the community, or is it hand in hand?
I believe it's hand in hand. It's a bit of everything. I think from the family perspective, it's about timing. You know, when do they need the information? When is it relevant? And oftentimes you'll find, you know, just for example, say in a husband and wife situation, oftentimes you'll find it's the children that will reach out for, you know, the likes of our family care training, which will go through different topics to kind of give them the tools and skills that they need, you know, to support a parent who's also supporting a loved one with dementia. The family carer is so caught up in the everyday tasks, you know, the getting up in the morning, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and trying to live some sort of a day. The community has a tendency to stand off a little bit, I suppose, because of the stigma surrounding dementia. And they often struggle when they see a neighbour or a friend or an extended family member, you know, live knowing something isn't quite right, but nothing has been said. You know, no one has said the word, it's a dementia. And so they're left to speculate sometimes on the sidelines. And it can be frustrating for them because we will get calls from people, you know, that want to give back, you know, and know something isn't right with the neighbour down the road, but doesn't know how to approach it. And so we get calls from people asking, you know, what can I do in that situation? And I suppose the response we would give, you know, would be to reach out to them or to us and we'll help them, you know, in whatever way we can to offer support. You know, it's the small things that make the biggest impact. I can't stress that enough. When people living with dementia reach out to Community Action on Dementia, they're not looking for a windfall of support. They're looking for little chinks, little windows of support, so that they know that they're not alone and that there's someone that they can link into as they need, you know, through their journey. And the other thing is to just engage with them. You know, don't forget that, you know, they're still the same person behind the illness. And they really have to look for that person and draw the best of that person out on any given day.
Sounds like sometimes just the small things can make the big difference, like just the word of reassurance, maybe a neighbour down the road who knows that, you know, there's a dementia situation in a house, to pick up the phone or knock on the door and just say, look, if there's anything ever I can do, ask.
Yeah, but it's very, very hard for a person to ask for help. The Irish are desperate at asking for help. And so sometimes you kind of have to grab the bull by the horns and say, I will come in, you know, I will be here on Tuesday morning if you want to go and pick up A, B and C, or look at, I have an hour free, you know, on a Thursday evening. I know you love to walk. I haven't seen you walk on the road lately. Get up and get out and I'll sit in and we'll do A, B and C. So it's small things like that. And oftentimes the neighbour can be very afraid because, you know, they're wondering, is it the same person I'm going into or what will be different? And again, that's where organisations like us and Understand Together, you know, come in, you know, in that we will offer the support, give them the benefit of, you know, our experience around what to expect, how to handle situations. But, I mean, I have gone in and out of houses across County Mayo over the last 10 years and nobody rejects a smile and a hello and how are you? And, you know, knowing a couple of, you know, pieces of key information about the person, you know, that you're going in to see. So if it's a neighbour, you're going to know they like the golf, they like the ga, whatever it might be. So you have somewhere to start. You always have somewhere to start. And that piece of information is crucial in, you know, breaking down barriers, putting the person at ease, you know, and them knowing that you're not going in to judge them or try and catch them out, that you're just there because you want to be there and you want to support and you want to help.
Finally, if there was one thing in your work that you would love to see changed that would not necessarily make your job easier, but would make the lives of the sufferer, the person with the dementia, the family of who's caring for them, or the wider community, what would it be? Is it to talk more or to listen more? What?
It's a bit of everything. It's to reach out. It's to reach out and put your hand up and say, yes, we are living with dementia. People get frustrated because they feel there's not adequate supports and services across the community. But, you know, I go back to the old adage, you know, that, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it certainly takes a community to support a person living with dementia. And, you know, everyone has a role to play in that. So, I mean, if you want the quality of somebody's life, you know, to remain at a level that is good for them, then, you know, you have a role to play. I have a role to play. The person in the car this morning thinking, is that my mum or my dad? They have a role to play. The postman has a role to play. So it's not a case of, you know, it's one person doing everything. It's all of us doing a little bit together to support that person to remain at home in the community for as long as possible, you know, with everyday supports and services rolling in behind them.
And your services are available to anybody out there who has a dementia scenario in their own family, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. So Community Action on Dementia would have been one of the first Genio projects, you know, that fed into the National Dementia Strategy. We started back in 2012. So we have the first dementia advisor nationally. So Fiona Hoban has been in her role since January 2013. And her job is to offer that, you know, signposting, listening and emotional support to the person with the diagnosis or indeed to their loved one or family member. And really she's your go-to person on receipt of a diagnosis because she will signpost out to all other relevant services and supports across the county, not just Community Action on Dementia. You know, I'm talking about Western Alzheimer's, I'm talking about the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, Meals on Wheels, Men's Sheds, whatever the case may be. And, you know, that's a huge piece of work in itself because the family can dip in and out of Fiona's services as and when they need, you know, when things change or if they hit a bump in the road or something isn't quite right, you know, to know that they can come back to Fiona again and again is a huge piece of support in itself. Another strand that we offer would be our one-to-one individualised support services. So I facilitate that service here across the county, and unfortunately it's budget dependent, Tommy, so there's only so much we can provide. But essentially what it does is that I will go out to the house and my focus will be primarily on the person with dementia. You know, what have they disconnected with? What interests and hobbies have they disconnected with? You know, some people really, really go in on themselves. You know, a lot of people with the dementia would experience a secondary depression, you know, as part of the initial diagnosis. So I go out and try to reconnect with them and get a snapshot of who that person is, and then I pair them with a support worker who would be a fully trained healthcare assistant. So I would know the support workers, I would know their interests and hobbies, and I would pair them with an individual based on, you know, common interests, and then create a support plan, you know, to reconnect them with the community. So it might be, you know, engaging with the men's shed. It might just be going out for a walk. It might be going for a coffee. It might be putting on your wellies and walking the fields and see what fences are down, so that when you come back to the kitchen table, you have something to contribute to the day, you know, in terms of what's happening around you. The other thing I want to mention is that we would have ran three social clubs, you know, weekly here in County Mayo, in Claremorris in the Curran Centre, in Westport in the Wyatt Hotel, and in Ballina in the Family Resource Centre. And we could not have ran those clubs, you know, without the support of our volunteers. You know, we'd volunteers supporting myself and Fiona across those three clubs. They were never meant to be part of our initial services, but simply because the waiting list was so long for the one-to-one support service, you know, I sat down and mapped out where there was clusters of people, and I said, we have to try and give them something weekly. So we have migrated those across now to a virtual platform because of COVID. So they run weekly, and anyone who wants to connect, you know, with any of those clubs, all they have to do is reach out. But the underlying thing is, you know, the Lions clubs, you know, in Claremorris, in Ballina, and again in Westport, you know, supported us to, you know, cover the room rental costs and the teas and the biscuits for those clubs. So there is a perfect example of how community works in supporting a person to live well.
And if people want to contact yourself or Fiona through the Community Action on Dementia, how should they do it?
Quite simply, they can find us on Facebook at Dementia Mayo, or they can reach out and contact me directly on 086-8366-312. Or they can just go on to the Understand Together website, and in their drop-down services for Mayo, they'll see our numbers there as well.
Very good. UnderstandTogether.ie. It's a lovely website, really informative website, and one that we're asking all of you out there, even if you don't have a diagnosis of dementia or a particularly direct link to a dementia situation, because we all need to educate ourselves, because God knows we don't know the hour or the day that it will visit our doors. Listen, well done. Keep up the great work, Frances, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tommy. Thanks very much.
Take care. Frances Maloney joining us there from Community Action on Dementia Mayo. And again, that website, understandtogether.ie, there's a drop-down menu, as Frances said, for each county, so you can actually get the phone numbers. There are people out there who can help. So let's start to understand together what dementia really is.